New rules have been introduced for COVID-19 testing, which means patients will need to meet revised criteria to qualify in future. Patients will have to have two major symptoms and fall into a priority group in order to be tested. These are close contacts of a confirmed case, healthcare staff, and vulnerable groups. The changes are in line with the latest World Health Organization guidelines. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers.
The number of confirmed cases of coronavirus in the Republic of Ireland is now 1,329, and there have now been 7 deaths. New rules for COVID-19 testing will now mean that only priority groups will be tested in future. Patients will have to meet 2 criteria, clinical criteria, and they must also fall into one of the priority groups to be referred for a test. In relation to the clinical criteria, patients must show 2 major symptoms, a fever, and either a cough or shortness of breath. All patients who have not been swabbed and do not have an appointment for a test date will not now be tested. They will be required to re-engage with their GP. The Irish Medical Organisation and the Irish College of GPs said they are seeking clarification from the health service regarding patients who've been given a test date but have not yet been tested. The changes follow the application of the new World Health Organization case definition and prioritisation criteria.
Sweeping new restrictions to curb the spread of COVID-19 came into force at midnight. They include the closure of all non-essential retail outlets. There will be an increased presence of Gardaí and park rangers in public places to ensure physical distancing is being observed. The Minister for Health has said the government stands ready to implement even tougher measures should they prove necessary. Speaking on prime time last night, Simon Harris said it was time for everyone to pull together.
Whatever measures we need to take, we will take. And we've shown a willingness to do that, whether it was schools, St. Patrick's Day parades. The very difficult decision that we've taken, which we're very much aware is going to put hundreds of thousands of people out of their jobs, because we have to put public health first in terms of shutting down non-essential shops and retail outlets. So we won't be found wanting.
The United States Senate and the White House have reached a deal on a $2 trillion stimulus package for the US economy and millions of American workers affected by the coronavirus crisis. The Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell described the stimulus as a massive wartime level of investment into the nation. Separately, President Trump has said he'd like to see restrictions lifted and businesses reopened by Easter. Our Washington correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
With the numbers of deaths and cases of the coronavirus continuing to rise in the US, the World Health Organization is warning that America could become the new global epicenter of the virus. Despite this, President Donald Trump has said he can see light at the end of the tunnel and that he hopes restrictions could be lifted and businesses reopened by Easter. That's less than 3 weeks from now. It comes as officials in the worst affected area, New York State, warn that they're running dangerously low on medical supplies. Meanwhile, US senators and White House negotiators have reached agreement on a massive $2 trillion economic stimulus plan. The package includes payments for individual taxpayers and support for businesses hit by the coronavirus outbreak. Brian O'Donovan, RTE News, Washington.
Negotiators from Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are due to meet later today for talks on government formation. These will be the first discussions since the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party gave the green light to the process last week. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham.
Last Thursday, Fine Gael TDs, senators and MEPs formally approved plans by Leo Varadkar for senior negotiators to enter into talks on government formation. It was notable, however, that the party didn't go as far as backing intense programme for government talks. Despite that fact, a Fine Gael negotiating team, which includes Simon Coveney, Pascal Donoghue, Heather Humphreys and Hildegard Nocton, will meet their Fianna Fáil opposite numbers today. The Fianna Fáil team includes Dara Cailleary, Michael McGrath, Barry Cowan, Anne Rabbitt, Dara O'Brien and also Thomas Byrne. Yesterday, the Fine Gael leader Leo Varadkar and the Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin said in separate interviews that political efforts recently were correctly focused on measures to tackle COVID-19.
The decision by the government to ask all marts to close from today presents huge issues in the farming sector. It means that farmers will have no outlets to sell cattle or sheep. Here's our agriculture and consumer affairs correspondent, Fran McNulty.
So far this year, more than 1 million calves were born on Irish farms, almost 900,000 of them on dairy farms. They need to be sold and the bulk of them need to be exported. The decision to close the marts will have huge implications. All marts are now closed, sales are stalled, and efforts are underway to try and devise a system to sell cattle. The Mart Managers of Ireland are in discussions with the Department of Agriculture, both trying to devise a system whereby the sale of cattle could be facilitated without the need for a live sale or an organised event. It's not ideal, but the need to sell animals and move stock is real. But there is decreasing demand as the big meat plants try and deal with the widespread closure of fast food chains and restaurants. Last night, ICOS, which represents co-ops running marts, urged farmers with animals to sell to contact their local mart. Intensive efforts in the department will resume this morning to try and find a solution.
Now the time is coming up to 7 minutes past seven.
RT Radio 1 weather with ESB Networks. Stay safe, stay clear. Never fly a drone near overhead wires. For emergencies, call 1850 372 999.
Patches of mist this morning, lingering for a time in the southeast. Cool and cloudy during the day in Ulster, Connacht, North Leinster and West Munster, with rain and drizzle, and highest temperatures 9 to 11 degrees. Much of Leinster and Munster will be mild and mainly dry, with highest temperatures 12 to 16 degrees.